Why is having an eternal perspective so important for Christians?
Well, let me, great question. And let me just read two verses here from 2 Corinthians 4. Actually, three verses. I'll start in verse 16. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Well, I mean, even related to the ministry that you guys have, isn't that interesting that the Apostle Paul, inspired scripture, says our outer self, our physical body, is wasting away? That's not a health and wealth gospel message. You know, it's like, well, just lay claim to health and no disease is going to touch you and all of that. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. That's the self that can be replenished. Like the tree planted beside streams of water, Psalm 1, and soaking it in and becoming strong and bearing fruit and all of that. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. That's what I've seen in Nancy's life. For this light and momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. This is living for eternity. This is realizing that you don't get all you want in this life. This light momentary affliction, nobody wants affliction, but we've got it. And by the way, what Paul calls light and momentary affliction, you know, go to like 2 Corinthians 10 and other passages where he gives the list of all the things, of all the beatings and the shipwrecks and going naked and hungry and all this good. That's what he's calling light and momentary. So you think, oh, if you didn't know that about Paul, you might go, oh, yeah, well, you're calling it light and momentary, but you're not facing what I've had to face in my life. No, I would say he's got to be in the 99.9 percentile of facing difficulty. This light and momentary affliction is doing what? Is it like, okay, put up with it for as long as you have to in this life, knowing that one day all the bad stuff will be gone? Actually, he's saying it's doing something for us that will affect us for eternity. It is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. It is getting us ready for the life to come. You know, it's God is achieving something. There's some translations that God is achieving for us through these trials, this eternal weight of glory, this eternal reward. It's not just that, okay, you can endure these trials as terrible as they are. It's beyond that. It's these trials, as terrible as they are turning you into a person prepared to live forever in the presence of the King and to serve him and to enjoy his presence, to enjoy treasures in heaven. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So God is telling us, and this I think in light of your question, Reagan, is just, this is what the eternal perspective is. It's looking at the eternal and seeing life through that lens, through that grid, instead of looking at the temporary and always gauging ourselves, oh, okay, so how much has COVID spread? And what's happening with the stock market? And what's going on with this? And is my disease getting better or is it getting worse? And what about the problems in my church? And what about the issues in the neighborhood? And what new declarations is the governor going to come up with this week that's going to change life for us again in Oregon or California or Arizona or wherever you happen to live? No. Stop looking at those things. And I would just say, here's a practical thing that I say related to this is, spend a lot less time watching the news. Now, I used to say that before COVID. Now, you can imagine. I used to say before COVID, before the recent political season, and I think every season now is going to be political in American life. I mean, I think it's
because you're spot on there.
So ingrained in us, and people are going to just keep insulting each other on Twitter in 140 characters or less. I mean, it's just going to be keep just harping on things. And I hate to see that happen to the church, the body of Christ. Eternal perspective is what will deliver us from that. If we keep looking at the eternal, if we keep looking at Jesus, the work of Jesus on our behalf on the cross, his grace, what he has already given us, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So how many spiritual blessings have we not been blessed with? There aren't any. They've already been given. They're ours in Christ. So let's latch on to them and live in light of them. Well, the only way we can do that, to live in light of eternity, is you go to God's word every day, again and again and again. That's what has given Nancy an eternal perspective. God's word and books that quote God's word and reinforce God's word, and podcasts that do that like this, and messages that do that. And feed your eternal perspective, because the natural perspective you're going to have, unless you do something different, is going to be the world's perspective. And too many believers just think the way everybody in the world thinks. And honestly, it's sad to see, but there's a remedy to it. Go to God's word, have fellowship with God's people, and challenge yourself to turn off the TV. And certainly to listen to less news, because it's not good news. It just, people get crippled and cynical through the news, the political process, all of this. And let's be pilgrims, citizens of another country, serving our Lord Jesus. That's an eternal perspective.